obviously very disappointed in what took place out there. Just felt like we were a team that had a lot of good things going. You know, had 2-0 in the last two games, had a chance to be 3-0, play in front of our home crowd. A lot of energy from our team, excited about this opportunity, and not to get it is frustrating. I know it felt like during the game, it's proven. We lost our poise. And, I think we became frustrated. Things didn't go exactly how we would have planned. And some things took place on the field. And you got to keep your poise. You got to keep your composure. And, we lost our poise. And, it ended up affecting us. And there's a lot of things that took place. We didn't move the ball as well as we had hoped. We were in backed-up situation multiple times. Tough for us to get out of. We got to, get out of those situations and change the field position battle. And time of possession was going to be a big deal today, and they won that. So give them a lot of credit. They made plays when they had to, made big plays. I thought the play right before the half, the long play, when it was, 13-6, was a big play. Give them credit. You know, both guys went up for it, and they made a play. So. But there were plays like that in the game. We missed our opportunities. They made theirs, and that's the outcome.
How surprised were you by the team's lack of composure with the ejections?
That's it. I mean, yeah, we lost our poise. And it doesn't matter what happens or how it came about. A good team can't do that. You can't get caught up in it.
What's wrong with play?
Well, I just looked at, we drive down there. The first series went 3-0. Then we drive down there and got a chance to get some points on the board. We threw an interception. And then, I think we had the fumble punt that we lost the offensive possession or punt return. And we scored two field goals. We're not getting touchdowns in the red zone. And then that second series that we had where we threw the interception, we just got to make good decisions there. But I think it's as a whole offensively. I think we're trying to find it. We went no huddle in the first half. We did it in the second half to try to find that rhythm again. We're trying to, and we did it right after a score. We got a field goal. We said, hey, let's come out in no huddle and jump into it. And we just didn't capture it in the red zone. I think we were 1-for-4 in the red zone.
What about the same quarterback, though?
What's that?
He doesn't look like the same quarterback from last year. Right?
Well, I don't think offensively, we're not playing as well as we did, I think, as a group. And, we had some drop passes, too, today. So I know it's going to go right to the quarterback, but, we all take responsibility for that.
Overall, this seemed like a great opportunity to get the run game going, and it just outside of one play, it really didn't. What did you see that kind of was the same problem you guys consistently had?
Well, I think, especially in the second half, I know we had seven penalties at one point, and then they started to stack up with some poise penalties and then some holding calls. And when you're getting into a situation where you're throwing every play to try to get back in the game, as puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line. And obviously we got away from the run game. The run game, you keep running it and running it and running it, and then one breaks out, just like it did in the first half. That's how the run game goes. And, we're just not in those situations where we can keep just pounding the run and have those opportunities come up. But I still, with that being said, I think we need to get more movement up front. I think that we need to see the hole, just use our instincts a little bit better and hit the seams when they're created. So there's things like that we need to, school up as well.
Gus, getting back to Blake again, there was two passes in particular in this game. One happened in the first half. It was a third down. A-Rob got roughed up a little bit by the D-back, but he was still open, and Blake threw it a good 2 or 3 yards behind him. There was another play with Julius Thomas in the fourth quarter. Again, what looked like simple throws, and he's not making
right. I think, I'm not going to sit here and protect every throw he makes. I don't want to do that, but you're right. There's throws that we need to have better, and we'd like to have more accuracy. But that's you see that in the league. I mean, I just saw a quarterback the other night, NFL player, and he threw two balls behind it in the dirt. Some of those are going to come up. When we're in a situation where we're not going to be doing as well as we want offensively, those things even get more magnified. And I understand that. He understands that part. And, the accuracy is important, timing, accuracy, decision-making. catching the balls that are thrown to you. All those things, you know, staying in games, making plays in the end zone. Julius Thomas makes a great play in the end zone. You know, we got to continue to build off of those things and you know, get it to where we, you know, not gain confidence with every drive that we have out there.
A-Rob had three drops today. How do you get him back on track?
I don't think it'll be hard to get him back on track. I don't know why it happened. I know there's times like that can happen to a receiver, but I'm not going to sit here and say because he's pressing, because I don't know that. You know, but I do know that we had some guys pressing, trying to make plays and trying to create something for our whole team out there. And sometimes when you do that, it doesn't go your way.
No takeaways last two games. Are you guys putting yourself in position to get some balls, or is it just they're not those opportunities aren't arising?
Well, he makes good decisions. Their quarterback's very good. I thought defensively, again, 32 points is too many points. There were some sudden change opportunities where we stood up, but this team's been averaging 27, 28 points a game. So we knew offensively they were potent. We knew the quarterback was very good in the red zone. They were at 80% in the red zone. So we knew we had to get some stops in there. So I felt like, you know, when it was 13-6, even though all the things took place, even right before the half, we had a chance right there. That big play, even with that happening, when we had the ball to start in the second half. So I thought the defense hung in there and played hard against a really good offensive team. You know, just the time of possession was big.
Why do you think you guys lost poise today, in particular when you hadn't? At any point before, I guess, especially Malik and
Jay. Yeah, I just think, you know what, they're passionate players. He's a passionate player, and he got caught up in it. And, you know, the things that take place out there, you know, you just got to keep your poise. And he knows it. He's the first to admit it. And, you know, same thing with Jalen. You know, I think you just can't get caught up in that emotional part of the game. It is an emotional game, but when it, you know, things like that put us in tougher positions and stuff, and you know, that's it. Does those plays sometimes show frustration? You know, it doesn't mean frustration with the team. It could be just what took place on that play, and you can't overreact to it. It hurts the team.
Yes. Where do you go from here? Is there some button you try to push through?
Well, you keep challenging. I mean, we had a couple of players spoke up in the locker room today, and I thought he did a great job with the team. I talked to him. They talked to him. The point is, we got an AFC opponent coming up. And South Division opponent, and it's going to be a quick turnaround. And the last three games were 2-1, you know, and, you know, we didn't play. We missed it. We missed an opportunity. We missed an opportunity to go out there and play like we're capable of playing. Like I said, don't take credit away from them. They did a great job. But, you know, we just got to get back to work now. Go back to work on a short week and come back. And, you know, the quick turnaround probably is a good thing for us.
If Roy isn't able to go this week, didn't look good out there, how much of a loss would that be for your defense if Roy Miller came?
Well, we'll see when we find out. But, you know, if that's the case, that's, Roy Miller's a great player for us.
And then Rashad Green's fumble and then fielding it at the one. Is there anything you can say at that point? Why do you think he did that?
No, there's things I can say, but, you know, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, Rashad is, you know, he wants to make something happen. You know what? And, you know, that aggressiveness, that try to make something happen and try to give a spark for this team, you know, especially in the one where he returned out of the end zone. He's got to understand the situation where he is in the field.
How much consideration on offense to start the game did you think about going a higher tempo in the first quarter?
To start the game?
Yeah.
Well, because the week before against Chicago, we started off and we moved the ball pretty well, you know, and then we had a 3-and-out, and then we talked about when we were going to do it, and, you know, we came out. I don't think coming out and running no huddle the whole time is the answer for us. I think that it has its purpose for us, and we used it a couple times today, and we jumped into those situations, and we'll continue to look at it, though.
Like this, do you need to do something to maybe shake things up, whether it's a change of personnel or something, anything? Do you do something to shake it up a little bit?
Well, I think sometimes there's a fine line. You know, we're going to just stick to it and believe that it's going to come. And then there's also that insanity definition, right? You know, so it's a fine line. And I think that there's things that you really just stay on it and you keep going. And then there's other things, obviously, you got to shake up. And I think that you got to look for those things and say, all right, what can stimulate our guys? What's going to, you know, get them? And a lot of challenging. I mean, challenging us as coaches and challenging the players, and you know, because I believe this is a talented squad. It's a talented squad that's, you know, on offense not playing as well as we need to at times. And, you know, so, you know, it's about ownership and not just, you know, you might get nine guys doing it right, but there's two, and they're picking and choosing their time. So just playing more at a consistent level.
You mentioned it right up top, you know, two in a row. You're going in with a good feeling. All of a sudden, how much did you step back by just the whole performance today, just the performance as a whole?
Oh, I don't, you know, step back. I think you're just feeling a disappointment that, you know, you missed an opportunity in front of our fans. You know, and now we got to create momentum again, you know, and get back to it. That's the leagues. It's a long season. And, you know, it's an emotional game. And, you know, this is a game that, you know, we'll look back at it, you know, but we just don't have much time. You know, we've got a short period of time to look at. And then we got to turn around and we got practice already tomorrow. You know, to get ready for this game.
You see anything different in, like, in practice or in meetings or anything?
You know what? I thought this week we had an unbelievable practice. And I said that on Saturday. I don't know what that means. I don't know. It was crisp. It was sharp. It was very focused. It was detailed. And not just did I think that. Multiple people that within our organization saw it. I don't know what that means. If it came out here, obviously it didn't play as well as, you know, we practiced right here. So that's what leads me to believe that we went there and practice was how focused it was and to come out here. And that's why sometimes you can get caught up in it. And if it doesn't go exactly how you envision, you know, do you get, you know, frustrated? Does it become more emotional? But we're going to be in more of these situations now. We're going to be in more of these. And we got to learn to be in these situations and handle it the right way.
We'll go last one right here. Coach, this year in Jacksonville, the team is 0-3. The only home game you guys won was in London. There were some boos out there today. I'm just wondering what your message would be to fans who came today and saw the team and seeing you guys struggle like this at home, this being an extreme case.
Well, I know. You know, I feel for our fans. You know, they show up and they cheer and they're supportive. And, you know, we just didn't play very well in front of them today. So, you know, for us, we're trying to do everything we can to play as well as we can. And we feel like when we do that, you know, then we'll give them a good product. Today, we didn't play as up to our capabilities.